The Medford Area Public School District Board of Education recently completed a strategic planning process. Through this process of survey and committee work, district residents prioritized providing a drug and alcohol-free school environment. To talk more on that, school board member Paul Dixon.
I overheard a conversation, I think it was in the gym. Somebody had mentioned that they thought underage drinking in Taylor County was on the decline. So that sparked my interest to check it out a little bit and maybe use that as my subject matter. And so in researching this, talking to the Taylor County Drug Opposition people, Lori and Lindsay, and Jake Buckey, who is the advisor for the Raiders Committed student organization, Jason Lang, the liaison for the police department with the school district, and Andy Gooden, the activities director, who's charged with enforcing the co-curricular code of conduct. And in talking with all these people, I definitely got the sense that there is some data to suggest, and there is a lot of gut feeling that indicates underage drinking in Taylor County students has declined. The most hard evidence we have is the Youth Risk Behavior Survey that the Taylor County Drug Opposition people administer every 2 years. And this has been going on since at least 2012. And the data from 2012, 14, and 16, when they track A class, 6th, 8th, and 10th grade in those years, and if they track a particular grade, 6th, 8th, 10th, or 12th, over those years, the data that they generate from this survey definitely indicates a downward trend. And I thought that was very healthy. The other thing we did was to institute or rewrite the code of conduct. I believe that happened back in 2013. And it was about a 6-month process. And it was a collaborative effort with students, staff, board members, and we finally got that installed for the school year 2014-15. So with a couple years of data on that and talking with Andy Gooden, the activities directors, the number of alcohol-related code violations has decreased. I think that's a very good thing. What I found on the it was mostly marijuana. Jennifer Keeney at the district office had the data on the number of expulsion hearings, drug-related expulsion hearings over the last few years has declined. Kelly Keeney, the teacher at the alternative high school, was really interesting, I thought, in discussing this. One of the questions on the youth risk behavioral survey is the perception of parental disapprovement. And so the respondents over the years show, you know, a big increase in the percentage of students that say they perceive their parents as being disapproving of underage drinking. So it tells me that conversations are occurring around dinner tables and around breakfast tables and sitting on the couch in the living room in the evening. And I think that's all a really good thing. And it was really encouraging for me to find this positive data that's going on, this community-wide, county-wide effort being put forth is producing some positive results.
Our thanks to Medford School Board member Paul Dixon.